greet you in the name of the Lord. So thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. We're opening our service with the selection, Consecration.
Since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? I'm consecrated, Lord, to thee. I shall
I'll hear thy faintest voice.
for thee alone I'll ever live. My heart shall be thy throne. My life, O Lord, I give to thee. My talents, time, and love. I'll serve thee, Lord, and faithfully. I'll hear
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We know that you have your eye on everyone who is listening to our service. And I know that you love them. I know that you care for them. And we're praying that you'll take us and our broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every soul. We know for that to be so, we need the help of the precious Holy Spirit. And may He be with us, and may He bless hearts and lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the to sin or not to sin. And our text of scripture is taken out of the book of Romans. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Romans chapter 6 at verse 1. According to Vine's expository dictionary of the New Testament words, it says in regard to sin that it is missing the mark. And in the New Unger's Bible Dictionary, it says in regard to sin, sin is a falling away from or missing the right path. The underlying idea of sin is that of law and of a lawgiver. The lawgiver is God. Hence, sin is everything in the dictionary of the expressed will of God, contrary to the will of God. Now, sin and righteousness are opposites. No man can serve two masters, Jesus said. Now, Paul says, no, when he answers the question, or asks the question, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Paul says, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? That's the second verse of Romans 6. So a person to be a Christian must die to sin. And to die to sin means that you stop sinning. So what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? No. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now we should not serve sin. And serving sin makes us a slave to sin. Paul again speaking in Romans chapter 6, this time verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Sin must not reign in us. No, sin must not reign in us. Again, Romans 6, this time verse 12. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Sin must not have power over us. Again, Romans 6, this time verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Sin never elevates. Sin always drags a person down. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So sin enslaves an individual, and sin comes or originates from Satan, and he would bring you into bondage. He would make you a servant of his indeed. Sin is of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. Beloved, Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven and came into this sin-cursed, sin-sick world to destroy sin out of our hearts and out of our lives. Isaiah prophesied that whenever Christ came, he would open the prison house, And Jesus read that passage of Scripture in the synagogue in Nazareth, as recorded in the book of Luke. And he told them, "This day is this Scripture fulfilled in your hearing." And Jesus himself said, "Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. If you would be my disciples indeed, continue ye in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So Jesus Christ came to destroy sin out of the heart and life of individuals. And those who will allow him to do so, who will meet Bible conditions, he will do just that. Jesus saves from sin, not in sin. The angel told Joseph in regard to Mary, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. When you become a child of God, you are free from sin, you have died to sin, and you no longer continue to live a life of sin. The Lord takes you off of that broad road that leads to destruction and puts you on that narrow way that leads to life eternal. Isaiah the prophet spoke of a highway, and he said it would be the highway of holiness. And he said, "The unclean shall not pass over it." In other words, the unsaved, those who are living in sin, shall not walk on the highway of holiness. Isaiah said it was for the redeemed. The redeemed shall walk there. And Jesus Christ came into this world to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. So Jesus not only saves us, but he keeps us from sin. "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." So we read in his prayer in John 17 and 15. Again, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil of the world," from sin, in other words. Now, Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. And whenever you are born again, you are delivered from sin. Sin brings death. The wages of sin is death. But being born again means life. It's the same as regeneration. And John said, 1 John 3 and 9 said, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin." So Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And the born again experience is what gives you spiritual life. Salvation keeps us unspotted from the world. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So we read in James chapter 1 and verse 27. We also read in 1 John 2, 15, 16, and 17, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For the world passeth away with the affections and lusts thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." So we are warned not to sin. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not." 1 John chapter 2 and the first part of verse 1. "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid." Romans chapter 6 and verse 15. Sin has a very bad record. Sin is what drove man out of the Garden of Eden. Sin was what caused Adam and Eve to lose their beautiful garden home and start on their journey towards physical life. They died there in the garden whenever they committed sin, for again, the wages of sin is death. So sin has a bad record. Sin barred Moses from Canaan. He disobeyed God. The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. God had told Moses on one occasion where they needed water to strike the rock with his rod, and water came out. On the second occasion, they were murmuring and complaining against Moses because they didn't have water, and God told him to speak to the rock. But Moses struck it with his rod, and that's what we're talking about, what the scripture is talking about here in Numbers 20 and 12. Moses disobeyed God, and in his disobeying God, he sinned, and it kept him out of the land of promise. Sin separates from God. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. So we read in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Sin bars from heaven. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. The words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 23. Again, sin brings death, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6 and 23. The way of sin is the way to eternal destruction, the place the Bible calls hell. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. So sin has a bad record. People talk about it being too costly to be a Christian. The most costly thing in the world is sin. It costs you your eternity-bound souls. Now, salvation has a good record. Salvation forgives. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 12. Salvation brings peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is Romans 5 and 1. Salvation removes condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8 and 1. Salvation makes us a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Salvation opens the church door. Yes, or opens the door, though that we can enter in. I am the door, Jesus said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And that is the only way that you can get in the church that Jesus is building. You can't join it. You must be born into it. Yes, you're born again, and when you are born again, you are born into the church, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now salvation opens the door to heaven. Then shall the King say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34. To sin or not to sin, to walk the broad road to destruction or to walk the narrow way which leads to life eternal, that's a decision that every one of us must make. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast is a blessing, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly magazine. We have an archive there of a number of them. And we also have an archive of our broadcasts. If you'd like to hear one over, or if you have missed one, go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet, and our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6, and our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us in our broadcast today. We trust that it has been a blessing, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever love you. nation over nation.